So we can definitely look for a best one for you. As a matter of fact, we already found one. So here he goes.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for bringing in. I have Isaiah on the phone.
Yep.
Hey, Isaiah. How you doing today, man?
I'm good.
Pretty good, man. Thanks. Thanks for taking our call and just hearing what we're offering here, man. So your business is we do all services. Are you kind of like handyman services?
I do lawn care and cleaning.
Okay, I see. So he just put the link in here for me. So you do ice removal, leaf removal, fertilization, things like that. Okay, cool. I see some of your work on Angie's List. Are you still dealing with Angie's List right now, or not really?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. How's it going for you?
Great. I love them people over there.
Okay, cool. That's good, man. So just to tell you a little bit about our services, man, we, you know, help, you know, small to medium businesses. You know, bring a presence online so you can get found on Google. So when people are searching for things, you know, such as, you know, lawn service, home care, you know, whatever you want to list, you know, fertilization, you know, snow removal, we can put, you know, keywords and phrases into your actual profile that we build on Google. And so we, you know, want to get you up on that first page because that's where everyone is looking for services. You know, a lot of people don't go to like that second, third, and fourth page. It's kind of like the dead zone back here at Google. But what we do, you know, is just make sure that your leads are coming in. You know, I don't know if you have a monthly subscription with Angie or if you're paying per lead, but you wouldn't pay per lead with us. We don't do any contracts. And so, you know, it gives us a chance to, you know, earn your business and, you know, see if we're really, you know, making a difference in your business with the leads that we're bringing you directly from Google, you know, by building your profile. We'll put you on over 65 directories like Kudzu, Yelp, Chamber of Commerce, make sure white pages that you're, you know, that whenever someone's looking, that's going to also give you more, you know, chances to be found and give you more visibility online. We'll give you a custom dashboard, which you can go in and track your leads and see if it's certain areas that you want to target because we can add, you know, zip codes or, you know, certain cities that you want to, you know, target for business. And we can put those on your profile. So you'll be able to have a custom dashboard built out for your company. We give you a free Google number so you can record calls. It's like an actual app that we use through Local Splash, and it allows you to route your calls. And if, let's say, you're busy, you know, on a job and, you know, you can't really get to your customer, you can, you know, record the call, you know, give them a call back and, you know, do your estimate or, you know, find out what the customer wants. And so we just encompass all that, you know. And do you have a website right now or no website?
No website.
Okay. So we can actually throw in a website for you, too. We can, you know, design it how you want. If you have a, you know, logo or if you need a logo, we can also help with the logo design and support your website. And so we can attach that to your business, you know, your Google business profile to help you, you know, just drum up more business and make your, you know, company look even more official. And so, you know, a lot of, you know, some people like to look at websites because they look pretty and they make companies look, you know, official. But, you know, realistically, it really doesn't matter because, you know, you're going to do a good job regardless. And I see, you know, you have some pretty decent reviews on Angie's List for your work there. And so, you know, that's what we actually do, man. And again, it's no contract. And we have two different programs that, you know, you might have interest in. You know, if you do, you know, Facebook marketing, or do you get a lot of customers from your Facebook page or not really?
I don't really advertise on Facebook.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Cool. So, yeah, because with the Facebook one, you know, we'll be able to run your ads and set up your ad sets and, if you know, target certain areas or demographics that you want to target, you know, at that particular time. You know, that's part of the program, and usually that program is $5.99, but we're running a special for $2.49. But, you know, if you don't really do anything with Facebook, we can also put you on one of our other cheaper plans, our pro package, which is $1.49 a month, and that will still give you a search radius within a 10-mile radius from, you know, the location that, you know, your you're situated in, your address. And so that'll allow you to still reach out to customers, have that online presence. And let's say, you know, you say, hey, Manny, I want to go ahead and add Facebook ads in, you know, a couple months and just try them out. Then we can add the ads later on for you too. So, but we'll still do everything. The website right now give you the custom dashboard, the custom phone number, and, you know, get your presence built up and also still get you on all those directories. And our turnaround time to do everything is usually 30 to 45 days. You know, so we, you know, we like to underpromise but overdeliver, and again, you know, prove our worth for you because, you know, again, we're not keeping you to a contract, you know, and this is a, you know, this type of business is kind of, you know, show me what you got, you know, and if it's not working, you know, you part ways, go on about your business, and, you know, we keep going. But just to get a little information, Isaiah, is it what's some of your, you know, short-term goals for your business as far as, like, is it, you know, growth or potentially hiring some more people or kind of expanding out past, you know, your certain areas? Like, you know, what's some of your goals for your business that you have?
Yeah, I would definitely say hiring some people for me, because I'm definitely doing majority of my work by myself or just with another person.
Okay.
But definitely hiring some people. And I would just say growth overall, like you said.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
I stay far out. Like, I don't really try to do, like, inner city jobs or, like, small neighborhoods because, like, the yards will be small or stuff like that. So I try to stay, like, out far. So it's just, like, I want to say I'm having problems with location.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Cool, cool. Yeah, no worries on that. So, again, you know, we can target – you know, we can target those areas outside, you know, in that general area that you want to kind of stay in where you have a sweet spot and, you know, and target those areas, like you said, because suburbs, again, are going to be a little bit better than, you know, like you said, inner city, you know, or being closer to the city because of, you know, how they're situated. But yeah, man, it's definitely a great opportunity. And I'm actually, you know, looking at just, you know, your general area here. And, you know, for lawn care and leaf removal, again, you know, we know fall's coming, so that's going to be a busy time. But I did a search for leaf removal, you know, in your area, you know, in the last 30 days, it's been over 400 searches. And then when I just do lawn care and yard maintenance, that's been over 800 searches through Google, you know. So it's definitely an opportunity to get, you know, drive traffic to not only, you know, your business, you know, your website, but we can just drive that traffic to your Google profile, and people will look, you know, start looking you up, contact you directly for, you know, jobs. And again, you know, and I'm glad that you're having great success with Angie's, because, you know, we've heard a lot of horror stories, you know, but, you know, again, if it's working for you, I would say, hey, just, you know, keep going with it. And you can, you know, basically have a double, you know, option for, you know, bringing your leads in for your services.
Yeah, definitely. I would never say, like, this is so I'm not interested in, but I'm definitely saying, well, I would definitely throw it on the table that I'm working with Angie right now, and they're great. Never had no problems. Anything I ever needed, they can handle for me. Like, sometimes it might be a little hard to get a contact with some people, but everybody's human, so they get back with me. Angie's list is cool. And I would say, right now, like you said, this game is fall, so it's like, there's about to be a lot of leaves I need picked up, and still a lot of lawnmowing going on. But I offer lawnmower services, and I say trash removal. And every trash removal, I do, like, cleaning services. So cleaning services, I'm looking over to, like, do buildings. Like you said, I don't want to do residential work. I want to do straight commercial work. And that's almost like I want to say janitor. I want to say a janitor, but I that's what it is basically. I just want to go in there and clean buildings, clean a couple floors. Stuff like that, if you got a storefront, clean the storefront. That's what I'm basically about to switch over to. But
cool.
I'm thinking I could, like, stick with Angie and do my landscaping stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe go with you guys and put my business up there as a cleaning services.
Yeah, we can definitely do that because, again, it's all about what you want to put on your profile. And the thing is, the good thing about, you know, having our dashboard, you can change it up. Like, you'll be able to go in and change your keywords or, you know, your search options, because if you want to focus in on just doing the janitorial and cleaning services, then that's what we can put down for you, you know, on your profile. So when people are looking for cleaning services, janitorial, junk removal, you know, if it's, you know, somebody might be doing a rehab and again, you know, they might, you know, need a house clean out or something like that, we can put all that stuff under that category and have you, you know, search for that, you know, particular, you know, those keywords and those phrases on there. And let's say you get back to, you know, summertime or, you know, spring and summer, or, you know, maybe I know some, you know, my guy here owns a landscaping company and some people like to, you know, aerate, you know, or like towards the end of, you know, winter coming into spring. So, again, that's another option for you to go in if you want to put that stuff in. And then, hey, if you need, you know, wintertime, I know, you know, being up north, boom, if you want to put, you know, ice removal or snow removal in, you can put that in. So if people are looking for it, boom, they're going to find you. They're going to contact you. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you can play with it however you want to, you know. So whatever you want to put in there.
We could put We could put all that under cleaning, right? Because if I'm cleaning up the snow in front of your house, right? So it's like, like you said, when the wintertime came up, I was going to switch it over to, like, salt trucks and just, like, shoveling snow. But sometimes I wasn't really going to shovel snow. Like, if your yard was already shoveled or somebody already shoveled it, I was just going to try to do, like, the salt trucks. But that's majority what the city do. But I was going to try to, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I
don't
want to, like, be in the city's way, because you know sometimes that's what the city do. Like, they already got contracts and people are already doing that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, no, you have, man, you have so many opportunities and options here. And again, you could change it up to whatever you, you know, decide to do. I even see, you know, you have on here holiday decorating. Boom, if you say, hey, hanging, you know, I want to put on my profile hanging Christmas lights or putting up, you know, holiday decorations. And, you know, it's crazy because, man, people search for everything on Google. Like my wife's girlfriend, somebody searched for it and she was looking for somebody to build a website for her. But she was like, I need a website for hamster names. And we were like, hamster names? Like, who is searching for hamster names? But she was gonna spend $2,000 to build this website for hamster names. And this is crazy how much stuff that people, you know, crazy stuff that people look for online. But again, you know, I'm not saying, you know, holiday decorating or anything, but people search for other things because at the end of the day, we know, hey, it's people that's out here that's lazy, that don't want to do certain things, they got money and they rather spend, you know, their money or, you know, other things and have people just do stuff for them, you know? So again, man, you're just going to have multiple options to, you know, set it up however you want. And then, you know, if it's certain key phrases or keywords that you're not, you know, again, that you don't want on there right now, you don't have to put it on there. You can put down whatever you want, you know? So right now, and again, like you said, hey, I want to do, you know, snow cleaning or, you know, whatever it might be, you know, ice removal, sanding or salting down. We can put all that stuff down. So, again, it's a great opportunity. We can build out your website so people can see, you know, certain, you know, things that you actually do. So if there's certain things you want to list at a certain time on the website and then, again, pull it back, you know, depending on the time of the year, you can also do that. And again, we're going to throw the website in. And if you ever decide that you, you know, want to end our relationship and you're like, hey, well, you know, not getting those many leads or, you know, I want to try something else, you know, again, you had an option to cancel. If you want to keep your website, you can. We're not going to take your website down. All you got to do is just pay $99 to us because that's what it, you know, will cost Local Splash to buy the domain. And if you want us to just, you know, continue to host the website, it'd just be $49 a month, or you could take it and, you know, transfer it to, you know, if you want to take it to GoDaddy or Wix or somebody like that, then you can, you know, definitely take the website and move it on. So it's not, you know, an expensive thing either, you know, but again, this is just, you know, make it look even more official for people, put you on more of an online presence. We link that website to your Google profile. And again, we're trying to get you on that first page of Google so you can get those, you know, leads coming in directly to you versus, you know, again, going through Angie's List. They, you know, you cut out the middleman and then you get it, you know, and so that way you're not double paying. And again, I don't know if you're paying, you know, a flat rate or if you, you know, doing per lead when you pick it up, but this way our service is a flat rate. So, you know, and if you want to do the Facebook ads, again, we have that special for $249. Or if you want to go ahead and do just, you know, start out small just to kind of see and do that 10-mile radius outside and see how business, you know, actually trends, we got the pro package for $149 today, you know. So it's a, you know, great opportunity, man, to get you, you know, get you some more online presence and business flowing in too.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you think? You want to go ahead and move forward and just give us a try and, you know, see how things work out?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, cool. All right, which do you want to go ahead and just start at the pro package, or do you want to do the Facebook ads and for the $249?
I'm gonna get the pro package and tell me what's all included in that again.
So with the pro package, you're still gonna get the website. So we'll do your website. You'll have the custom dashboard. You'll get the custom Google number and app, so you can track your calls. And that one, you're going to be found, we can do an outside radius of at least 10 miles out. And again, if you decide, hey, Manny, I want to go ahead and go, you know, push it out a little bit more and, you know, go up 25 or 50 miles, then we can add, you know, another bundle on for you just to go, you know, do your Facebook ads. So if you want to do Facebook ads, and we had that option, or you can even run Google ads, but that one is a little bit more expensive. Like, that package is around $400 a month, but, you know, again, you'll be running Google ads, and, you know, a lot of people tend to click on Google ads when, you know, if you search for something, you might see that little ad at the top, like, you know, I need a shipper or, you know, shipping contact or something like that, and you might see FedEx pop up with an ad or, you know, DHL with an ad, and then you scroll down, you see that middle section where, you know, you'll see other, you know, shipping services and stuff in that, you know, in that map area. So that map area, that's where we're going to get you. So when people are going to, you know, be searching, you're going to be in that map area where, you know, you'll come up where the big boys are. So we want to get you up there playing with the big boys that's, you know, might have 3,500, 2,000 reviews and, you know, they just doing their thing, you know. So this is just going to give you that ability to, you know, again, venture out and just have more leads come in. So you get everything except Facebook ads. So, and, you know, just the mile radius is just going to be a little bit less. But, you know, I'm pretty sure even a 10-mile radius, you know, in your general area, you should still be able to hit, you know, a couple hundred thousand people with your advertisement, you know, and with them being able to search for your business.
All right.
Okay, cool. All right, let me open up this other screen here, get this one closed. Let me build out your profile here. Yeah, I got a cousin, man. She stays in Pittsburgh. I haven't seen her in like about 15 years. She's a teacher up there. She keeps telling me to come up and holler at her, but there's not too much for the cold.
Right. Yeah, I hate the cold.
Are you from that area?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And let me do phone open. You know what? Let me change this. Two, How long you been in business?
Just in total or just with energy?
No, just in total.
Well, for a year, for about like 5, 6 years.
Okay, cool, man. Cool, cool. Congrats. I know how it is to start in a business, man. Me and my wife, we have a, we do rehabs and we have a few rentals in Atlanta.
Rental property?
What'd you say? Yeah, rental property.
Property?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, we have six rentals right now, but we haven't bought anything in the last year and a half. Just the market in Atlanta has just been super stupid. So we just kind of scale back on what we do. And, you know, then around COVID and then after COVID, building materials like more than like quadruple. So like if we were doing a rehab that cost us maybe $80,000 to do on a house, it probably shot up to about $140,000-$150,000 to do, you know, actual rehab. So it was just it's just a crazy time right now.
Do you guys ever just buy a house and relist it? Or you always fixer uppers? You all fixer uppers?
Yeah, so we do fixer uppers. We have done you know, something like you kind of mentioned there, kind of wholesale deals. We've done a couple wholesale deals where, you know, we might get off market property where we actually get leads too. And, you know, someone might hit us up and say, hey, you know, I got this property. We go out, check it out, you know, do our repair estimate. And, you know, it might make sense for us to do it, or if it's generally not an area that we deal with, you know, we will wholesale it and just list it. We have a good Facebook group with other investors that we deal with in the Atlanta market. And so usually if I list something there, somebody, you know, hit me up within 10, 15 minutes because they know, like, we don't put a lot of tax on our deal. We might usually do somewhere between, like, $8,000 to $12,000, like, on the back end. But, you know, I don't try to, like, kill the deal because, you know, a lot of these deals
come out crazy money.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, you know, like, you're trying to make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, and it's like you eat up the profit, you know, and you're not doing anything but just kicking yourself because you're just trying to be greedy, you know. And so, yeah, man, it's, you know, because deals will come. There's always deals out there, but, you know,
so
it's
you do believe in wholesale deals, right?
Yeah, we will do a wholesale deal from here and there. It's not really our specialty. But usually we like rehabs, you know, like I love just breaking a house down, looking at it from the shell, building it back up, reconfiguring walls, like all that stuff. That's what I love to do. Like, you know, the wholesale deal is cool if you need a quick little buck here and there, but yeah, we love doing, you know, new construction. Like we done one new construction, but mainly our thing is, rehabs. And that's, you know, that's what that's our bread and butter.
I just feel like that's where I would start at it, so I find me, like you said, a good investment group.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't have the money to go already buy a house, then fix it up all crazy and nice and try to go sell it. And I just feel like, all right, same me and you, we're real estate. And you go buy a house, I go buy a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're about to do the rehab, and I'm not doing a rehab. I'm just about to buy it. And basically, a quick flip. I'm going to buy it and start right back on the market. While you're fixing that credit and fixing that property, I could have already sold the house and moved on to another one.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you might get the bigger bucks, right? You might get the bigger bucks because you go do the rehab. But by the time you're done, I could have already sold two properties off of just wholesale.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a lot of people that just focus in on wholesale, you know, and that's just their bread and butter and that's what they stick with, you know. And so it's, you know, it's no right or wrong reason or, you know, strategy. It's just preference. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is like, if you're going to get into the business, I would say, you know, search like Meetup or on Facebook and look for local wholesale, meetups or something in your area and just get out and start networking people. Because like what we did was, you know, on our first rehab, you know, we had the money to do the rehab, you know, but we were networking with other people. And so, you know, over time, over, you know, because we started in 2016, and over time we were able to raise over, we raised about $600,000 for investment from other, you know, private money investors, people that just have money and they're like, look, I don't want to do the rehab. I don't want to do, you know, I don't want to do anything. So, you know, usually we pay them back about anywhere from 9 to 12%, you know, for them to loan their money for, you know, if I tell them a deal might take me 3 months or, you know, maybe it's a 6 month deal or something like that. And, you know, I just pay them back their money, you know, within, you know, that interest and stuff, you know, so it's ways to find it. And even just doing wholesale deals, it's a lot of, investors I know that will, you know, loan out, they just do a quick loan for like 2 weeks and they might say, hey, give me a flat rate of $2,000 and, you know, for you to close your deal. Cause, you know, basically when you're doing a wholesale deal, you're not actually buying the house. All you're doing is putting it under contract, you know? And so So once you're doing, like, if you go to someone's house and you say, hey, you know, Miss Wood, hey, you know, I love to buy your house. I, you know, I got your information and, you know, I want to do a walkthrough. And just the main thing too is just understanding and having a sense of knowing what your repair budget might be, because when you're pitching a wholesale deal, a lot of, you know, potential investors, they want to know what the repairs will be. You know, like, okay, what am I looking at? Is this, you know, did you look at the piping? Did you look at, you know, you guys up there, you know?
Even though I'm not looking to refix it up, I should still know the refix pricing.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, it's going to save them time. So, you know, you guys might still have a lot of houses up there, like with, you know, oil tanks and stuff down in, you know, in the basement and stuff. So it's just having, you know, knowing your area, knowing what it would cost. And, you know, even if you get in contact with a contractor, I would say just, you know, if you know a good quality GC or, you know, somebody that really knows certain things, bring them out there to the house, walk the house, come up with your scope of work. And, you know, then you'll be able to pitch that deal to people in, you know, these Facebook groups or meetups, like, hey, I got this, you know, house for $200,000, repairs are, you know, maybe repairs are $40,000, and the resale value on the house, maybe it's $380,000, you know. So people like to see those numbers. So if you come up with those numbers, you'll be in the game, man. So all you do is you get in under contract with the owner. You sign the contract, say, hey, okay, we can close this deal in 30 days. You and that other, you know, potential buyer, the rehab or whoever is going to buy from you, all you're going to do is just go to the closing table, you know, and then you just kind of the middleman. So within your contract with the rehabber, they agreed to buy the house from you for $12,000. So you get your check at the lawyer's office. And they walk away with the house, and then they sign the paperwork with the, you know, with the potential buyer. So that's how wholesaling works, man. It's pretty easy, but again, you know,
yeah,
you got to.
Yeah, it sounds easy.
Yeah, it's easy from the sense.
I know it's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's just basically how, you know, wholesaling works. And wholesaling in some states, you know, some states are starting, cities and states are starting to kind of block wholesalers because they feel like, you know, they're kind of driving up the price on houses and stuff. So, you know, in some states, I would just say, you know, check, you know, your state or city, you know, codes with wholesaling, because it is, again, it is illegal in certain, you know, cities or states, but, you know, in the vast amount of, you know, states, people can still, you know, do some deals like that, you know. So, yeah, it definitely is a good opportunity, man. And even if you, you know, want to venture into, you know, potentially doing a rehab, you know, all you got to do is just look for hard money lenders, because usually you're only going to put down anywhere from 10 to 20% of what the, you know, the deal is. So if you say, hey, I'm getting this house for $150,000 and I got to put $40,000 in for a rehab, you know, and I'm going to hold it for 6 months, you know, you do all, give them all their, you know, stuff. And again, they're going to ask for a scope of work, because with hard money lenders, their money is a little bit more too. You can pay anywhere from about 8 to 13% interest over the term of that loan. But what you want to do is, you know, you're trying to get done quick as hell. So you can, you know, so you can get your money back, keep it moving, but they will usually only ask about from 10 to 20% of whatever the total amount that they're going to loan you. And, they'll reimburse you for your, you know, rehab. So if you send them a message like, hey, I finished the drywall, or I finished the painting, or I finished my bathrooms or whatever, they'll send, you know, usually inspector out. Boom, inspector comes out. You get your money. Most of them are usually in about like 2 to 5 business days for you to get your reimbursement back. You know, so that's how it actually works if you're going to use, you know, a hard money lender, if you ever, you know, come up on, you know, come up on a deal where you're going to rehab. Yeah, man. So it's definitely, you know, and, I'm a build out your profile, do all this stuff, man, so I can get you off the phone. But if, you know, I'm going to send you an email too. So if, you know, if you have any questions, you know, you definitely, man, can, you know, email me at any time, man, because I'm always about, you know, sharing knowledge with people, man, because at the end of the day, if you don't share the knowledge, you know, what is it good for, you know? So.
Yeah, I was about to say, I appreciate you, because there's, like, groups and stuff and, like, people who do real estate in my city, and he wants you to, like, pay for knowledge, and he got, like, mentor classes and stuff like that, and it just be a lot of, I just feel like a lot of stuff be, like, gimmicks, and people just be, like, corny, and they want, they just be in there for the money. And like you said, Will and I tell off the can of the paint, you're giving me the full spiel. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I don't know, like, there's just things I always wondered about with this thing you literally gave me the answer to, and I just was about to ask you, do I need a wholesale license? Like, do I need a real estate license when I go
find? Nah. You don't need, it's not a wholesale license. You don't need a real estate license to do it. You know, unless you want to just sell your profit, and, you know, a real estate, usually they charge anywhere from about maybe 3 to 6% commissions. Usually the average is about 3%. But, you know, unless you want to keep that 3%, you know, you don't got to worry about getting a real estate, you know, real estate license or whatever. And of course, it's not a wholesale license that you need. You know, but nah, it's just going out. But, you know, again, the education and the knowledge that we gained was from a company called Fortune Builders, and me and my wife invested in that. But we did spend a good amount of money, but again, we made our money back on our second deal. So we really made it back on our first deal, but, you know, we really stretched it out on our second deal, because we invested over $34,000 for their program, but it worked. You know, and so it's not like we paid them back, you know, residual income or anything like that. And we always have access to them. So if you ever, you know, if you ever hear Fortune Builders, or, you know, you Google them, you can really check them out. But that's the one that we went with for our education. And because, you know, we were kind of just green to it too. And we were like, yeah, we want to do it, because we're sitting up here and, you know, watching HGTV and all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, man, this is cool. But, you know, I had other friends that were doing real estate too, but everyone will give you a different, you know, way of doing things. And it's like, you just kind of spinning your wheels, like, oh, well, I could do this, I could do that, da, 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 da. But, you know, if you get an actual program, you know, and if you get to the point where I know you will with this, with your business growing, if you get into, you know, that point where you want to invest in your education and something that's good, just look up Fortune Builders, because it's over, I want to say it's probably like 12, 13,000 Fortune Builders in the U.S. and in Canada. But everybody is in there, man, like, you know, with deals, and you can find money. Like, it's crazy money in there, the amount of people that are like, okay, yeah, I'll lend on your deal, or, you know, like, yeah, what you need, $100,000? Oh, okay, cool. You know, whatever. Like, it's people throwing. It's a few celebrities in there. It's a few retired ball players. So it's not like a game, you know. And they do a year every year, except for COVID. They do a meetup in Las Vegas, and they call it like kind of like a master class, where you can just go to different, you know, different meetups or whatever. Like, they might have one on investing in trailers, you know, trailer parks. They might have one for new construction. They have one for mastermind, for, you know, your mindset. They have one for shoot wholesale. They do wholesale boot camps. They have probably about 8 to 10 different boot camps that you can actually invest in, and then you can come out to their office at any time in San Diego. You know, if you're ever out there, you're like, oh, okay, can I stop by? They'd be like, yeah, sure. Like, come on through, you know, and see how they run their business. But, I mean, those guys, man, they probably are making about, man, maybe $20-30 million a year now, because they invest in apartment complexes. They do strip malls. So I mean, man, they might put one out on the site and be like, hey, we're looking for 20 investors, and the minimum investment might be $100,000, but you're gonna get residual income because they're giving you interest, you know, and pay you interest every 3 months, and then they'll do a refi, cash out refi, and then they might send you a check for $30,000-$40,000, but then you still earning money off, you know, earning interest off of the money that's still invested. So man, it's a great opportunity if you decide that you ever, you know, want to do that and really, you know, really get that education down for it, because that, you know, I see so many investors that lose money too, that don't have education, and, you know, they up the creek because they didn't drop, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $150,000 in a house, but they didn't have the right scope of work. They didn't have the right contractor. You know, they went over budget. You know, it's a lot of factors to it, but you know, again, once you got the process in place, man, you could just run through houses and stuff and do what you need to do. Let's see. Yeah, let me build out. All right, Isaiah. What's your Isaiah? Can you hear me? What's your okay. Okay, what's your last name?
Gray, like the color G-R-A-Y.
Okay, gotcha. And what's your email address?
Isaiah Gray, 344@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. Isaiah Gray, 344@gmail.com. All right. Okay, got that updated. Oh, excuse me. All right, and you want to leave your business name as We Do All Services right now? That's how you want it?
Yeah, We Do It All Services.
Okay, cool. And what's your billing address, or your address where you got your business set up? And it's not going to go online. It's just for billing purposes.
410, then E-N, and Wright, R-I-G-H-T, and Court.
Okay.
410 and Wright Court.
Okay. Pittsburgh, 15206.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Got that updated. And let's go back here, fill out some info for you. All right. Get you. Is it pretty hard for you, man, to try to find additional workers there, and you know, and you're
because it's like I don't really got so many friends, so it's like anybody I look at is like family, like anybody around is family. So the people I be around say they want to work or they'll help me out, then when the job come through, they're not around or they're busy, so I just do it myself. And I would never like want to get mad at them because they're not helping me or nothing, because this is like what I signed up for, so it's like I don't never be mad at them. It's just like, you can't be like, bro, I need some extra money, bro. Let me come on a job. And I'm like, I was asking 3 months ago. So it's just like, I don't know. I would never be like, take the opportunity away. But I would definitely like, remember when I was asking y'all, like, come on, come help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a select people coming. And there's certain people who came on a job and they didn't even want nothing. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm going to give you some money. And they was like, no, I'm cool. Like, is this real life? Like, I'd be like, oh.
Man, that's crazy, man. I'm telling you, it's man, I have a guy. I haven't used him in about a year, man, because he just became unreliable. Because I would call him to, you know, do some landscaping at, you know, our house or, you know, one of the properties that we had, you know, maybe some tree service or trimming and stuff. And he's like, oh man, you know, I couldn't make it, man. My truck broke down, or, you know, it was just always something. And, you know, again, I try to, you know, work with, you know, other, you know, black owned businesses and stuff, man. But it's just like, I try to give people a chance, but it's like, they don't want to work too well, or, you know, and again, he had trouble trying to find people too, you know, and it was like, yeah, man, he had to do one job, man. It was a huge job that we had to do. He had to go rent a bobcat, clear out probably like a couple trees and, you know, just a whole bunch of overgrowth and, you know, reseed the yard. And I mean, it was about $4,000. It took him, he finished it up in like maybe 2 weeks, but you know, that was just, you know, a lot of work for just one person. And his wife would come over and help him a little bit here and there. But, you know, again, she had her own job and had to look after the kids. So it wasn't like they could, you know, really just, you know, do it. But, you know, it was the same thing, man. Some people just don't want to work, you know. And he gave people opportunities. Yeah. Let me see here. All right, man. So we want to put down services offer right now. Do you want to do commercial cleaning services? What else you want to put under there right now?
Commercial cleaning services. And I would say, I don't want to say leaf removal, because then that's going to fall into like land care field. So I would just say them two first, but we could just put that up on the website.
Okay. Cool. All right, we can list that for now. And if you think of anything else, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a call time for you with our onboarding team, you know, between tomorrow and Monday. And, you know, if you think of anything else that you want to put under there, you know, maybe it's...
I got two things. I wonder, is there a lot of people searching up for, like, a window cleaner, like if they got a big old storefront?
Let me take a look. I can do a local search for you.
Or
right
power,
now.
Or power scrubbing. Like you ever see somebody's house and it's not like brick, it's like made, I don't know what material it is. And
maybe like stucco.
They power spray your house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We can put that down. Power washing. You want to do like power washing cleaning or power washing?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. With power washing. You don't do any like floor care, like floor waxing or anything like that right now, do you?
No, I wouldn't say floor waxing.
Okay. Alright. So for right now, we got cleaning services, commercial cleaning, power washing, and then you want to do window cleaning on there?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Put that down too. Alright. This down. Okay. All right. Nope. Let's get that out. Facebook page. Yes, you got Facebook and we. Later, doing pro package. Okay, splash page. Yes, you need that. You don't have a domain right now, so we'll get you a domain. Call tracking app, yes. And you want the splash call app. Do your tracking. And all right. And so is it Is it certain cities or zip codes that you want to put down? And you don't have to give me all of them right now. If you think of some, you know, some other ones around that general area that you can think of within, you know, that 10-mile radius, you know, we can put that down for you. So is it anything that you want to put down right now for targeted cities? Or we can even do counties, too. You can do a county or zip.
I would say, like, downtown Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I would say Lawrenceville.
Okay.
All
right.
What else would I say? Fox Chapel.
Okay, Fox Chapel.
How about Bloomfield?
Bloomfield?
Yep.
Okay. All right, cool.
Isn't Sharpsburg, like, right behind the zoo? I'm looking at it right now. Sharpsburg.
Let me take a look here for you. Sharpsburg, PA.
It's like they're near Aetna. Near Aetna. Sharpsburg and Aetna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it right over across the river, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. We're going to add that down. I can put that down for you. Let me get that.
Because I said Fox Chapel, too. That's all near Fox Chapel.
Okay.
Fox Chapel, Aetna, Sharpsburg.
Okay, cool. No problem.
We got downtown Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I got that on here. Yeah.
All right.
All right. And for preferred method of contact from, you know, our people, whenever, you know, if they have some questions or anything, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
I would prefer phone.
Phone, okay.
I could say phone or text. It don't matter.
Okay. Phone and text. All right. Put that down. And what's going to be your hours of operation that you have that you want to put down?
I would ask you to work with me for because I was thinking like see, oh no, because like I was thinking like maybe like either like early mornings or like late night, even if it was throughout the day, it didn't matter. But I was just thinking like, you said we're on the phone right now, 2:00, and I was just thinking like maybe if I check my app or whatever and somebody contacting me, I would just try to get out there, like, tonight. Because if it's just cleaning the building, I would, like, clean it at night or whatever. Even if I got to come during the day. So my hours is pretty open, so we can really say any time for them.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. What I do is I tell them I could potentially put down 24 hours. If you just want to say 24 hours, you know, I don't know, Monday through Saturday or something like that, we could put that down because, again, like you said, you're going to be doing cleaning. So if you're trying to get, you know, a commercial contract, they might want the building cleaned overnight depending on if it's, you know, a big office building or something or if it's, you know, just a...
Yeah, that's what I pretty much had in my head. I wasn't picturing me at 3 o'clock going to go clean a building where people still working or not.
Right.
People don't even get off. Some people get off at 6, 7, 9.
Exactly.
Especially if you're
exactly.
Working in the building or something. But I was definitely expecting to go clean the building at 12 or 11 and leave at 3 and like that. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. And then, you know, if you find that, you know, you want to update your hours, it's no, you know, it's no thing to update it on the website and on your, you know, on your Google profile. And again, I think, you know, you just being flexible and putting 24 hours, you know, that might actually even entice, you know, some potential leads to be like, oh, okay, well, he can work at 9 or 10, you know, and, hey, again, you know, working at night, you might even be able to charge them, you know, a premium fee for cleaning the building after hours, too, you know. So, you know, I think you're doing good to, you know, leave your availability open. All right, so I put 24 hours. Do you want to do Monday through Friday? Like, are you usually just chilling on Sunday football time or – yeah, you want to do one
college
okay.
football too.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, I put 24 hours Monday to Friday. All right. And do you want an option for on your website when they build it out? Do you want an option to have like PayPal integrated so people can do your do payments on your website?
Yeah.
They just add a button on there for you. Okay. Cool. Got you going here. Make sure I didn't miss anything else. All right. I think I got everything. All right. And Isaiah, what time works for you between tomorrow and Monday, which would be Thursday, 15th, 16th, and what is that, on the 20th? We have a couple openings here for them to for our onboarding team to reach out to you.
The best time for tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do tomorrow. I can look on the calendar if tomorrow is the best time for you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, let's see. We got some time. We have availability. You're gonna be. We got three hours. 3 hours ahead of Pacific time. Okay. So I got some availability between 10, 11. I got some time on, it'd be 11, 12, 1. It would be 2 p.m. your time. I got 5 p.m. and I have one at 11 a.m.
I'll take 11 a.m.
11? Okay, cool. All right. Let's see. For you. Get your email. Copy that. And get you out of here. So, English. And usually the call, man, it's usually we actually set aside an hour, but usually realistically I think the call, most calls get done within about 20 to 30 minutes, you know, unless it's just, you know, some super in-depth detail stuff that you know, that you're trying to do on the website or anywhere else. But, you know, again, that's just not really just a one call thing. You know, they might follow up with you a few times in the week just to, you know, just kind of give you a different little presentation to show you how things are looking for you and make sure that it's up to your standard too. So, go back, get your email. And you might, you'll probably see an email in a few, and that'll be your scheduled time for your onboarding with the team. And let me go over here. Make sure that is set up. All right. right, Isaiah. All right, I am ready to input your card number. Are you going to be using a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Neither.
He said neither.
You said, wait, did you say Visa?
Yeah, I said Visa, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover.
Wait, I got you a Visa.
Okay. All right. Let me get to that screen here. And all right. And I am ready when you're ready.
4403.
Mm-hmm.
9322. 1997.
Mm-hmm. 8102. 02, okay. All right. And your expiration for that card?
0226.
Okay. 0226. All right. And your security code?
393.
393. All right. Gotcha. And that one is billing to the 410 Enright Court, Pittsburgh? Address.
Right.
Okay. All right. And let me create your profile here. All right, I got Dan. Let's see, was that Dan? Isaiah, I'm going to read off, this is just a voice verification. This is for, you know, to cover you and make sure that we go over everything that we discussed and pricing and, you know, just a couple of things. So this is going to be a recorded, voice verification to make sure that, you know, we have everything on file for you and also, again, for your protection. And you'll get an email and everything, all this stuff, too. So I'm just going to ask you a quick question. You can, you know, basically yes or no. A couple of them might, you know, state your name and stuff. So this one is, please state the name of your business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Isaiah Gray, we do it on services.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Isaiah Gray. And what do you mean as a title?
CEO, owner, co-owner, just like that.
CEO, owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter in this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am. All
right. Are you authorized user of the billing account? Like your credit card, your Visa card. Okay. All right. Okay. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order to get the best results, it is important that you actively are involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and texts coming from Local Splash?
Yep.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? Meaning that, like, if you decide to go out and work with any other company that we're doing right now, you'll let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. And your payment for the initial term and setup will be charged today, which is today's date, 9/14/2022. in the amount of $149. So that's where we're just charging flat rate, no taxes, no extra fees, nothing is hitting. And your billing will be the 14th.